the 28 seconds. Curry working on the day. Crossover dribble. Fades into a three. Got it! Curry!
That settles it. How about that?
And that, the radio call from Tim Roy and Jim Barnett on the Warriors Radio Network at a very critical point in Game 1 with the Warriors taking down the Rockets 104-100. And we're joined here on Warriors Sound by Tim Roy. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this was a very fun way to start what should be an exhilarating series, Tim.
Yeah, a little bit of an ugly game, but it was a fun game, and it was contentious, as you might expect. I think the way I put the series is that these are two teams that respect each other for their talent and for their ability. But because it's the fourth time in 5 years they're playing each other, there's just that little bit of indignation, a little bit of dislike because the two teams have faced each other so many times. So I think that's going to add to the stew that will be this series. And I expect a lot more games to be tight. I don't think it's going to be a blowout series at all. One way or the other.
And then when you see the play of Draymond Green carrying over from that game 6 in Los Angeles, where he's a real factor and he has to be in these series.
Almost a triple-double, a rebound and assist shy of a triple-double, and it would have been back-to-back triple-doubles for him. He impacts the game in so many ways, and he plays so hard, and he makes so many good decisions. And one of the things that they've really emphasized with him is that if they're going to double team Durant or Curry or whoever it may be, he's got to get the ball in a position to attack. And it's something I asked him about after the game last night. And it's very critical because he's a good passer and a good decision maker. Even with 20 turnovers that the Warriors had on Sunday afternoon, I still think they move the ball pretty well.
Draymond Green's putting on the headset downstairs. Draymond, can you hear us down there?
Yes, sir.
I got to tell you, man, that was one heck of a game. You guys just had to grind that one out.
We did. I mean, we expected it to be that way. That's obviously a great team we're playing against. We know them well. They know us well. 12:30 started a couple days ago. And, you know, to come back here and get this game done, you know, it was important to get this one. Now we got to continue to fight, continue to get better. We can play a lot better. The turnovers was foolish, a lot of reaching. So we got to do a better job of sticking to the game plan in game 2.
Yeah, I woke up this morning, I was tired, so I don't know how you guys did it. But Draymond, tell me about your offensive mentality here in the last few games with a lot of double teams on the guards or KD. How important is it for you to attack?
It's very important, you know, because it keeps the defense honest and, you know, it allow our three-headed monster to do what they do. You know, when I'm not attacking and, you know, people just get to help Auburn sit in the paint, you know, it makes it a lot tougher for those guys. So I know, you know, it's my duty to attack, take what the defense gives me, and just be aggressive when the opportunity is there.
Draymond, I thought it was very important. The big three scorers, Durant, Curry, Thompson, trouble in the first quarter. But you and Looney had half of the 28 points. You had 10. Looney had another 4 there, or 8 and 6 for you. But now I want to ask about the 2 offensive rebounds that you got in the fourth quarter, because that essentially saved the game for you.
Well, they're doing a lot of switching. You know, Chris Paul was down there on me once, and I think it was another guard another time. The first one was a key rebound. And, you know, so many times you see teammates not communicate on the rebound and fight over and lose it. Andre yelled to me it was him, and I was able to secure the rebound, and it was 2 big plays for us down the stretch.
Draymond, I think you deserve to go home and get some rest.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
So that, Tim and Jim, with Draymond after the game on the Warriors Radio Network as we continue here on Warriors Sound. Looking forward to Game 2 Tuesday night at Oracle Arena. And then the series will shift to Houston. And, gosh, any surprises in that Game 1 that should inform anything particularly in this Game 2?
I was a little surprised, and maybe it's because, you know, I wasn't watching the national TV broadcast. Maybe they emphasize this, but I was a little surprised at how adamant the Rockets were about the officiating. To me, if you're flopping on every play, then it makes it really hard to officiate. And I think they have a couple of players who do that. And, you know, James Harden drew fouls on 95 three-point shots this year, more than anybody else in the league. And so I guess when he doesn't get that call, he's not happy about it. I guess he expects to get that call. But to me, I thought the referees let him play a little bit on both ends. I think, you know, the I think Curry could make a case he should have gotten to the line more than he did. But on the whole, I thought, you know, where that game, I think, turned was the fact that the Warriors started taking care of the ball, and they stopped having live ball turnovers that turned into rocket points. And to me, I thought it was one of the more, I guess, gutsier, is that the word I'm looking for? Maybe not. Maybe just more of a win of will. The Warriors were coming off a quick turnaround in a series that took a lot out of them. Their starting backcourt, the Splash Brothers, were both banged up, and to grind out that win, I think it really showed a lot of their championship medal.
You know, this is the time of year where we like to listen into some of our national counterparts as well and hear their analysis on NBA TV after the game. Chris Miles was joined by Caron Butler, a little tough juice on the set, along with Derek Fisher, a former Warrior, and this was their take on that game one.
It was a duel between James Harden and Kevin Durant. This one lived up to the billing, but again, it was Steph Curry making that huge shot.
Yeah, look, I thought he delivered in a timely fashion, had foul trouble, and was struggling with his opportunities throughout the game only because you had a guy in Kevin Durant that was performing at an amazing clip, which he has been doing that ever since he said, "Do you know my name, Kevin Durant?" Been very efficient, you know, averaging over 40 points per game. But I thought that he stepped up in a moment, got the switch out that he wanted with Nene Hilaria on him, guarding him, sized him up, got the airspace, cash.
Good game. I mean, you know, both teams were a little sloppy at times, but the Warriors have more guys down the stretch that can get a basket when needed. Durant got them to the position where Curry was able to supply the dagger, but Durant's greatness put him in that position for that to be the one. And that's what makes the Warriors really almost, you know, impossible to think about beating four times when you have close games. They have multiple big shot makers and creators late in clocks.
Yeah, Golden State Warriors finished the game with 20 turnovers. We know that's been their Achilles heel during their run to the finals the last couple of years. They had 8 in the first quarter, so they kind of scaled that back as the game progressed. For the Houston Rockets, they had a lot of opportunities down the stretch, especially with James Harden driving and making some crucial buckets. But when they look back at this game, are they going to look at the back and forth with the referees as part of the reason that they lost this game? You saw Mike D'Antoni, Chris Paul get the technicals with a few minutes left in this one when it was still a close game. It just feels like there was a lot of back and forth with the referees as opposed to Houston taking the onus on them on their own.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be their choice, I think, on how they decide this game was lost. Do you put that power and give that power away to the officials? Or do you take it yourself and say that, okay, we got out rebounded 38-26?
Mm-hmm.
Do you say that we could have been better in terms of some breakdowns defensively, that we could have been tighter with the basketball and not had bad turnovers or maybe even poor shot selection at times? Those are all things that the Rockets can control. The only way you win playoff series is to focus on the things that you can't control. And so they have a choice to put the energy into others or to put it into themselves and come back and be better.
And the welcoming sign that I seen, you know, after the game was James Harden walking off the court clapping, you know, feeling encouraged, and his guys was like that also because, look, you know, Chris Paul get ejected, and you're spending the majority of the game trying to figure out what constitutes the landing spot on foul shots or was it a foul. Instead of just putting all that energy in that, just focus on the matter at hand and the mission in winning the game and ultimately winning the series.
And finally, in game two, Tim, what do you think that we will see when it's all said and done?
I think it's going to be a real critical game in terms of how it's officiated. I think it's going to be also critical to see if getting another 24 hours of treatment will help both Curry and Klay Thompson. And I think if the Warriors come out and don't turn the ball over and defend the way they were defending yesterday, on Sunday, which was really good, if they can do that, I think they've got a good chance to capture game two. But again, to make no mistake about it, if this Rockets team gets hot and they start knocking down threes, it's going to be a real tough cover for them. And my X factor for the series from the Houston standpoint is Eric Gordon. He always seems to play well against the Warriors, and he is not afraid to take big shots. He has to be someone the Warriors account for at all times.
Our Warriors sound coverage of game two, it'll take place Tuesday night, and we are looking forward to this and then bringing you more of the news from Houston for games 3 and 4. I'm Lawrence Scott with Tim Roy, and this is Warrior Sound.